Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 11th of December, recording at 6:48 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights. Stock markets mostly steady in Asia, although India was a big exception, with quite sharp downside follow-through. Didn't hold the lowest levels, but nevertheless, still quite a sharp fall. Following Friday's small key day reversal. European stock markets generally steady, modest gains for the most part. Sweden seems to have had the best, up 1.43%. Wall Street up a bit as I speak, nothing sharp. In the government bond area, this is important because we have seen some weakness recently. The US contracts are a bit firmer, these are bond prices. The Europeans are a bit weaker. The JGBs rallied a bit today. They had been the weakest last week. And the US dollar, we had some upside follow-through to Friday's quite sharp rebound, which I assume included a fair amount of short covering by the dollar. But then that faded, and the dollar is currently down on the day. For instance, the euro is at 132.47, having been as low as 131.31. And dollar still up against the yen, though. Yen's quite weak generally in here today. And in oil, this has been bouncing around as it usually does, but is currently a bit weaker, down 41 cents. Natural gas is also a bit weak in here, down a couple of cents. The metal markets were weak. Now, let me get that right. Let me start again. The precious metal markets had eased this morning. Remember, they reversed gains on Friday and then fell quite sharply as the dollar rallied. So the metals were down a bit, not sharply, but then rebounded, and currently we have silver trading at $13.99. That's up 9.5 on the March contract. Gold bullion is currently just under $6.630. It had been as low as 623, and both platinum and palladium. Platinum's currently up $6 here right now, so a bit firmer there. Industrial metals mixed, no big action here overall. Now I note that soybeans are stronger here today. They're up 10, and I'm just going to check. Now, cocoa is quite strong, and Owen has written about that. Wheat and corn are up a little bit in here. So that's pretty much it. So, okay, where are we and what's going on here? Well, I maintain that the risk for stock markets here is what we've seen in the last 2-3 weeks, that we would get somewhat bigger and a little bit longer than that for some of them. Some bit bigger reactions than the minimal setbacks that we had seen during most of November and all of October and part of September. I don't think there is any evidence that they're about to unravel, although there's some longer term themes, medium term themes that I've discussed in my comment today that may interest you if you're an equity investor. Now, so this remains a favorable period seasonally, and I see no reason why we shouldn't see additional gains in here by stock markets. Really, pretty much, I would have thought well into and perhaps through the first quarter of this year, although valuations are rising and there are factors to be concerned about in here, which I've mentioned previously. But the storm clouds that I've talked to on many occasions in the past are, they're not reaching land at this stage. They're still well out at sea. We have to watch the bond yields, extremely important. We have to watch the oil price, extremely important. That's not causing any problems right now. And then the dollar. If the dollar falls too quickly, then that would be seen as a crisis, and then any of those could create quite a strong headwind for global equities. But as at this time, things are okay. Now, if I sound a little bit cautious in here, well, I am, and that's because the markets that I like the most, India, China, they've had phenomenal gains, and I, for one, would not be chasing those markets at these levels. It's usually best to buy the best on the periodic reactions, and they do get, they certainly do get reactions, and we usually get at least one medium term correction a year, particularly in a bull market that's gone on for quite some time. So, and Vietnam's also been quite strong recently, although it had lagged the other two for a while. Okay, and the dollar again, I think this is probably dead bounce, dead cat bounce territory. And that a little bit of short covering, particularly against something like the yen, which has no yield to speak of. But the overall direction of the yen, I think, is downwards. Precious metals have been going through a little bit of a reaction and consolidation here recently. I wouldn't want to see them break down out of the ranges that have formed over the last couple of weeks. Incidentally, on silver, I reinstated a couple of the stops that I had pulled last week, and I think that's pretty much it. So I'll draw this to a close and look forward to commenting on markets for you tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the best.